USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are working overtime to come up with a coronavirus relief bill. House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says the response to the coronavirus crisis should be bipartisan.
That's why we're in a stronger position to get this right and sit together and not play any political game.
McCarthy reminds everyone,
every time we have a disaster in others, it shows the very best of this country working together and coming together and actually making us stronger in the end.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg. The NCAA is canceling its men and women's basketball tournaments because of the coronavirus pandemic, meaning there will be no March Madness. And the bumpy ride on Wall Street continues as, at the closing bell, the Dow lost 2,352 points to finish at 21,201. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Maybe you could relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs, too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The ACC, Big Ten, Big 12, Pac-12, and SEC all announced they're ending their conference tournaments early. They issued statements saying they're taking action to limit the spread of the coronavirus. The NCAA tournament is scheduled to begin next week. The NCAA announced on Wednesday they would not allow fans to attend the games. The D.C. sniper marries a mystery woman in a prison wedding ceremony. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The man serving a life sentence for his role in the D.C. sniper murders nearly two decades ago is now married. The Washington Post reporting Lee Boyd Malvo married an unidentified woman last week at a prison in Virginia. That's the state where the then 17-year-old Malvo and John Allen Muhammad were convicted in 2002 of killing two people. Muhammad was executed 11 years ago for the killings in Virginia and in Maryland.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson are diagnosed with the coronavirus. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Actor Tom Hanks and his wife Rita Wilson said in a statement that they tested positive for the coronavirus. Hanks said they were in Australia and felt tired with colds, body aches, and slight fevers. They were then tested and confirmed the virus. The 63-year-old actor said they will be tested, observed, and isolated for as long as public health and safety requires.
Hanks and his wife are expected to make a full recovery. President Trump warned he could veto the newly passed FISA Act bill until the origins of the Russia probe, which he calls an attempted coup, are investigated. Former U.S. Attorney for the District of Utah, Brett Tolman, tells Fox News President Trump has a point.
Very few people realize that Robert Mueller and Jim Comey were the very same, you know, people that were pushing for a clean reauthorization and no changes. So, and here we are again, 14 years later, and Congress is about to do the same thing.
Tolman continues.
In the wake of what we're dealing with, coronavirus, Congress is distracted. And that's the time in which you need to be even more vigilant because bad legislation occurs. I hope the president will veto this bill and send it back and send that message that I'm not going to let this happen to another sitting president.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.